Ah, here we go. Panto season is on us. It is 40 minutes until curtain up at the first performance of 16. Today, Saturday, the 9th of December, 2 o'clock, Panto. I'm just on my way down into Inverurie. I've just dropped my wife off at the in-laws. They're going into town, doing some Christmassy stuff, going to see Wonka with my granddaughter, and I am going in to do Panto this afternoon. My worry at the moment is finding somewhere to park, because I don't know what Saturday afternoon this close to Christmas is like in Inverurie. But I may, this evening's gig is a Christmas party at the other end of the high street in Inverurie, so basically I could try and park there now and just walk down the high street, because I don't have a huge amount of stuff. So as soon as that finishes, the Panto, I'll be walking along the high street, probably, setting up for the Christmas party this evening. And then I'm not sure if I'll go home this time, or it'll be like 2.5 hours in Wetherspoons. But nice day, nice double mixed gig day. And that's the start of the week. So tomorrow it's just the matinee, Panto matinee. Monday, all morning doing the youth philanthropy initiative, tech team stuff at school, and teaching in the afternoon, and then staff meeting after school, and then straight down to Panto in the evening. Tuesday, all day Christmas concert rehearsals at school, followed by the Christmas concert in the evening. And then Wednesday to Friday, well, from that point on, it's basically school in the day and my brain stopped working. Yeah, Panto at night. Yeah, we'll deal with that when we get to it, though. So that's this episode. I don't know whether or not I'm going to carry on doing this podcast, because my last episode had 3 plays. I know one of them was me. I know one of them's going to have been you, Craig. I don't know who the third one was, but at the end of the day, it's like, is it worth it? But then I'm not doing it for people to listen to, so I don't know, might carry on just because I'm addicted to talking shite, but who knows. Anyway, at this point, I've got a bit of a cough still, so I'm going to go and I'm gonna drink some coffee, and I need to find somewhere to park, so goodbye, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye! Yeah, and here is my traditional opening clip from the opening show of a run. So, Inverurie's Rapunzel Panto. oh, fucking hell, it's busy. Let's see where I can find to park. Cue the music.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 2023 Inverurie Panto Rapunzel. May we ask that mobile phones are switched off, and remind you that no photographs or video recording is permitted. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Jim Reed Vehicle Sales, for their continued support. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Festival. As the sun begins to set, we would like to ask all of you to join us in remembering our darling Rapunzel and help us to celebrate her 18th birthday. Let the celebrations begin! Oh, don't you dare go back, just keep your eyes on me. She said, you're holding back. She said,
jump and dance with me.
This woman is my destiny. She said,
when you know you're fucked when you're saying good morning to the woman behind the counter in the co-op at 1:10 in the afternoon on my way to performance number 2 of the panto, 15 more to go including today's relatively simple day. Today it's just into Inverary, do the panto, come back home, spend the evening at home just getting ready for the onslaught. Got Muppets Christmas Carol ready to show my first and second years for the next couple of weeks. excuse me, still lingering cough. Last night's gig was it was good fun, but it's all kind of melding into one now, so that's it. Bye. Evening off now, 4:40, that's show 2, another 14 to go, and I'm just going to go and pick up the missus, go home and spend the evening relaxing, try and get an early night after having got to bed at 2 last night and got up at 11:30 this morning, tried to get to sleep so I can get up at 6 tomorrow for school, and then back for show 3 tomorrow night, and goodbye for now. Oh, what a fucking weird day that was. Monday, I think. Yeah, it is. 6:15 now. School, there were so many teachers off today that they couldn't cover my lessons this morning. So it was a bit of a clusterfuck with this Youth Philanthropy Initiative final tech cover thing. Sound and lighting. The lights were alright, but basically it was a fucking mess. But there's nothing I can do about that because it was like last minute and totally disorganized and fuck them basically, so it wasn't my problem because you know, She should just be organised quicker because I was teaching. So I spent the first couple of lessons watching the first half of Muppet's Christmas Carol twice, which was great because I realised that although I have kind of seen bits of it, I've not really properly watched it. And actually, it's really fucking good. So I'm looking forward to my first two lessons next Monday, which I'll be watching the second half of those. And the rest of the day was just a bit kind of just trying to get through the day, really, because rehearsals and all preparations are going on, panicking and all sorts of stuff going on with end of term stuff, and it's just a bit of a, and tomorrow's going to be even weirder because it's going to be rehearsals all day with all the classes we're supposed to teach are just going to be brought into the hall to sit at the back while we're rehearsing, and then it's apparently the first school concert, first proper full-on school concert since before COVID, because last year's, which I couldn't make because I'd only just started at the school then and I hadn't booked that night to be available, so I was off doing something else, can't remember what, probably a show or something, but yeah, that ended up getting cancelled because of the snow last year, so yeah, so that's going to be tomorrow. But anyway, I did an orchestra rehearsal after school and then went to McDonald's. I've had a quarter of an hour kip on the way down. It is now almost nearly time that I'll be there. I'll be parking up in 5-10 minutes and then straight in to Inverurie Town Hall for the Panto performance number 3. And that's it. So I'm just going to go now. Bye. You can pretty much guarantee that every clip here is going to be the next day. It's now Tuesday, the 12th of December. It is school concert day, so there is no panto today. It is a day off panto. And therefore, the only chance we've had to slip in the school concert, which means today is basically, I'm wide awake because I have already loaded up the car with my keyboard and PA equipment and half of the stuff I would normally take to a band gig at least. Just because I'm not entirely sure what's going on technical wise, but basically it's all day rehearsing with our classes sat at the back of the hall. So it's going to be a lot of to-ing and fro-ing between the music department and the hall. But I think it's going to be okay. What I am anticipating happening is I'm going to set up a mixer down on the floor level in the hall, which will route all the different acts through different channels, so I can basically have it set up so that all they have to do is unmute particular channels for different acts. And that will feed into the line that goes up to the sound and light box, so they won't have a big job up there. In fact, I might even have my sound engineer down on the floor doing the main mix. This is just me working it out in my head. I think that's what I've decided I'm going to do. But anyway, I think after today, I've been kind of hinted at that things are going to settle down at school, albeit the last week and a half. Wednesdays, so it's going to be finished tonight, hopefully by 9 o'clock, but I'm not going to be doing packing up the equipment or anything until in the morning, because I have a relatively nice day on a Wednesday. I have 2 or 3 lessons of respite. That's assuming I don't get put on cover, which is likely actually at the moment, but we'll work around that. Get the car loaded up tomorrow, which is fine because I'm going to be back to Pando tomorrow night. But as long as I get it loaded up during the day, to be honest, as long as the car gets the equipment in, excuse me, into it in time for my gig on Friday, it'll be fine. But yeah, fully intend to break that down tomorrow. There's not much else I can really say except I'll probably give you a clip from the concert this evening, of something. So here is a bit of our school Christmas concert. First one since pre-COVID, and the end of what is likely to be... I mean, for me, it's a day I enjoy. There's a lot of hectic preparation going on and technical stuff, but that's the bit that I am okay with. It's the bit in the classroom. I don't know. I'm getting more comfortable with the bit in the classroom, I suppose. It doesn't freak me out as much as it freaks my... The concert situation doesn't freak me out as much as it freaks my boss out. Probably just because I'm more used to it, so... But likewise with the classroom, I think that doesn't freak her out as much as that freaks me out, although I'm getting better at it. I'm talking bollocks, I'm going away. Cue the music! I don't actually know if that recording works from the concert, so you might have heard a clip, you might not. I'm not sure. Actually, I could just go and check, couldn't I? Yeah, we did get something. I didn't record the whole thing. I thought it was weird because I did start it at the beginning of my phone, but I didn't check it after that. So, but there was something. I don't know what it was, but you heard something. That was an exhausting and long but very rewarding day. The concert went off very well, nicely and smoothly. Only a couple of very minor hitches, but basically the day of preparation... Well, the months of preparation, but the day of rehearsing today really paid off. Kids shone. It was really nice to spend some time achieving stuff with the rest of the department and the kids. And that's it. I'm on my way home now. I am about to listen to some Dave Lee Roth and other various heavy metal stuff to clear my head. Actually finish eating my tea and should be home by about 10. And then up tomorrow to basically go and clear up all the stuff from the concert, discombobulate, disconnect, disassemble all the equipment and then teach, and also panto. So basically, two nights of panto next, school obviously, Wednesday, Thursday, two nights of panto, Friday at school, and then a Christmas party on Friday, and then another panto in Saturday afternoon, another Christmas party Saturday night, and then 10 more panto performances before Christmas. Not long to go now. Right, I'm off to kick back. Bye. Well, I'm just staggering on to the end of term at this point. 10 past 7 in the morning, Friday the... Oh, fucking hell, I don't know. It's... Let me think. 15th, I think, of December. Yeah, it's fine. It's 10 past 7 in the morning, so I'm knackered anyway. But, yeah, it's all going fine. It's been a long week. Everything's been very different because of Christmas. There was all-day rehearsals Tuesday and then the concert. And yesterday was something called the Farmer's Market, which basically meant everything was just like... I was just up in the hall doing music with different groups all day. And today, my boss has finally succumbed to whatever the lurgy is, whether it's the same one I had. But she's not going to be in today. I was kind of half expecting that. So I'll be taking her classes soon, as this is one of my cover days anyway. So it'll be a fairly easy day, to be honest. A couple of them will be getting I've watched the Muppets Christmas Carol so many times this week, but I don't care, it's awesome. So yeah, that's pretty much what's happening a lot of the time. There's an assembly. It's an extra week that we don't really need, but it's going to be very, very different with it being the last week of Christmas. We've got an extra teacher back in the department, so my timetable is dropping a bit, which means I might get more cover, but that's fine. There's going to be Christmas parties at the beginning of next week for each year, so yeah, we're just limping on, school-wise, we're just limping on to the end of term. I am finding it interesting, actually, that I'm looking forward to... we've got a Christmas party tonight, panto tomorrow afternoon, Christmas party tomorrow night, and then from that point on, it's just another 10 performances of panto in school. And I think it's interesting that, actually, mentally, that is, that's like a little kind of, we're on the final stretch, because it doesn't seem to be as much of a problem being overloaded with time of work, like doing whole days at school and doing a show in the evening or whatever. It's the difference, it's the variety of different things going on. It's just the different tasks to keep in my head. So once I get past tomorrow night's Christmas party, it's basically just school and panto, which mentally is easier to deal with than trying to be flitting between lots of different things. So where are we? So yeah, just a week to go, almost there. Panto's a great laugh. It's really nice giving it this long as well to kind of mature, because they start to deviate from the script and experiment with what works well with the audience and that, and it's really funny to watch that happening night after night. And yeah, that's it. So goodbye for now, and that's it. Bye. It's the other end of the day, and I am totally and utterly shit fucked. 20 past 1 in the morning, so I suppose I forget that, because it feels like almost like two separate days, because you have like one thing happens and then you go home I was only home for a couple of hours, and then you go out and you do another day's work, and it just feels like two separate days work. But I forget that I've been up since 6, so yeah, getting up towards 20 hours now, 19 and a half hours, but I've been up. I'll get a fucking lie in the morning, but tomorrow, again, I mean, it's not like 2 days work, but it's definitely two definitely 1.5, because I'll get myself a lie in the morning. I'm going to be in bed about 2-ish. I don't know. I need to be getting up between 10:30 in the morning, because I need to have a shower or something, and I want to have time to sit and have lunch before I have to leave at 1:00 at the latest to go and do the Panto matinee. And as soon as that finishes, I shall be driving straight to West Hill, which is on the outskirts of Aberdeen, to set up for the Christmas party. Out for a meal with the band. We did Wetherspoons tonight, which was just suitably disgusting, but also very nice at the same time. So I can't remember what I think it's one of them grill places. Excuse me. Next to a Premier Inn tomorrow. But we're only doing 2 1-hour sets tomorrow. It was a good gig tonight, actually. The crowd were well up for it. It tends to be the nearer you get to Christmas, the more they're up for it. So I think you could definitely tell that we've been playing regularly for the last few weeks, because it just felt safe and tight and secure as fuck. And like, yeah, this is what a professional band should sound like. Which I suppose is what you want all the time, really, but, you know, it just felt good tonight, so I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. And then my 2 Pantos on Sunday and back to school again. So, I've lost my one evening in next week, Tuesday. I've got to go into Aberdeen after I've had the car serviced. I've got to go into Aberdeen to pick up Elwing and Timo to come home for Christmas, but Tuesday's my only night that I'm not doing Panto, so rather than having to go into Aberdeen after Panto and having a late night and then getting up for school the next morning, we decided it would probably be best if I just go in on Tuesday and get them. So, I mean, it won't be as late as a Panto night, but it'll still be. At least it's not so fucking cold that I can't leave the gear in the car tonight, though. Anyway, I've got a bit of a headache. I really should remember to drink water a lot during these gigs, because it's quite sweaty work, and I tell you what, I'm fucking knackered. 10 minutes, home, into bed. I'll probably be asleep in 5, and then that's it. Anyway, where are we? Yeah, I suppose technically it's the 16th now, isn't it? Saturday the 16th, but yeah, good gig, good night. And fucking hell, I would not want to be busier than this, and I wouldn't want it to carry on non-stop. The only reason that I can cope with it is knowing that it's all coming to a conclusion, for a while at least, in just over a week's time. Oh, fuck. Anyway, good night. Here we go again, nice lay-in, chat with the missus over lunch, and off to Panto, followed by Christmas party. Fucking loving life! Ah, this is fucking brilliant, this. I've just finished the matinee, and I'm straight in the car, off over to West Hill to get set up for the last Christmas party with The Limit. Oh, what a life. Yeah, that chat that I had at lunchtime with Suzanne, we were going to sit and watch a programme, because that's what we tend to do when we've got a minute, but to be honest, we thought it better to use the time to just have a catch-up and get a bit of a chance to plan and just check out that we all know what's going on and who's where and when and stuff, because there's just no time. I needed to work out as well when I'm going to wrap. I've not got much to wrap, because she fortunately sorts out most people, but I do have a couple of presents to wrap. I think that's going to be Friday afternoon is going to be my best bet for that, because I'm just chocker. So yeah, with that said, I am going to fuck right off, listen to some music on my way over to West Hill, and look forward to, I think I might have a steak dinner tonight. Yeah. Daddy bye. Oh. So I've been looking forward to today as the bit, as the day when I can pretty much just switch off and do autopilot from now till Christmas. It's Sunday, the it's Sunday the 17th. So yeah, week before Christmas Eve. I have two pantos today, and then just school all week. Pantos every evening. Tuesday, car is in for a service. No panto Tuesday evening, but Tuesday evening I'm going in to pick Elwing and Timo up, do a bit of an Aldi drop, and just basically just head down and look ahead to trying to survive Christmas Day with multiple family members, pets, kids, and issues that are there to transcend. But yeah, that's a thing for next week. So yeah, it's just panto week now. I'd also like to say, what the fuck's going on? It's 15 degrees and I'm driving around with the window open in mid-December. Just saying. Bloody hell, eight down, eight to go, and a week of school starting tomorrow morning. Okay, so first of all, apologies if this clip isn't quite as clear as usual, although I know the sound of the car is usually... Basically, I'm in a different car today. Where are we? It's Wednesday, the 20th, I think? Yes, of December. Two and a half days of school left, yay! The reason I'm in a different car is because yesterday was my one and only day off from Panto. Tuesdays are the off day, so I booked my car in for a service, which it wasn't quite ready, so they gave me a courtesy car for the night, which is good because I had to go into Aberdeen to pick Elwing and their other half up. They're now at home making a mess of our house, but it won't be for too long, so I'll just try to not lose my rag. Where am I? So yeah, I'm driving a Vauxhall Crossland, I think. I don't like it. I mean, I do like it, but there's things about it I like, which, because it's a brand new car, it's got a few little extra things that mine doesn't have, like automatically adjusting headlights, where it'll do the main beam and dipped beam automatically for you. But also, one nice thing I noticed, actually, when you're turning a corner or turning into, you know, doing like a quite... what do you call it, quite severe turn, if you like, it puts on a little kind of side light for you, so you can see around the corner, which is a nice touch. What else has it got? Yeah, I'm not liking the manual gears. I do like the cruise control, seems to be coming more standard now, so I'll be glad to get my car back anyway, but yeah, nearly £900 for that service. And that's just the essential maintenance stuff, because I basically needed four tyres, some suspension replacing, which I was expecting, and finally getting the tyre pressure sensor valves done, because they've been playing up since I first had the car, but they're just not working at all now. So, but all of that I was expecting. What I wasn't expecting was an advisory of a noisy timing chain, which is, if you know anything about cars, is a major expense. The car I've had now for 6 years, so I mean, it is a major expense, but it's gonna have to wait until March. It's like over $2,000 to get that done, but it is one of those things that I'll never have to get done again. Sorry, I'm getting confused here because I'm having to change gear, which I'm not used to. Okay, yeah, so it's a good job I am getting my full registration and a substantial pay rise in January as a result, because although having said that, I wouldn't be probably having to pay out that much if I wasn't driving so much. So it's kind of swings and roundabouts, but it's nice to be in a position to look as though I'll be able to afford it. So where are we now? So yeah, 2.5 days of term left. First half of this week has been fine. I've got another observation tomorrow, so that'll be 3 more observations to do when I come back after Christmas. My 2 observations yesterday went fine. This Christmas party is on. I don't see, because we've got this other teacher back now on the timetable. My timetable has dropped quite nicely, and I don't actually have to, unless I get cover, which I probably will this morning. I'm expecting to be given a cover class, which is fine because it means I can get on with other stuff. I don't actually have anything on my timetable this morning, so my Wednesday timetable, my morning is clear, which is lovely. Just because we're overstuffed at the moment, because we've got, well, 2 NQTs, but I've got a feeling that it's a good job I got that permanent 3-day-a-week job, because I don't think I would be needed otherwise. So where am I now? I'm thinking, just a forewarning, I'm thinking about not necessarily stopping doing this podcast, but I'm thinking about having a break after Christmas, because there's not many people listen to it, and to be honest, it's just another thing to keep up with. I don't want to say, I don't want to do a big grand exit and say I'm never doing it again, a la we know who. although having said that, even he said, you know, never say never. Just I can't be arsed for a little while. I know it'll probably be back at some point, but I think this will be it for a little while. Or maybe, I say that, but I just can't keep my thoughts to myself. Don't worry if I disappear for a few weeks. It's just because I can't be arsed or nothing's happening. What is it? 9 pantos done now and 7 to go. So yeah, it's full on, I think, it's full on Christmas now. Even though there's 2.5 days of term left, it's like, there's fuck all to do. I mean, it's all Christmas parties, Christmas quizzes, watching Muppets Christmas Carol, basically skiving as much as possible just to get to the end of term. I say skiving, but actually it's not. It's just not your regular timetable. We've got assemblies all day on Friday, and I'll be in my jeans and Christmas jumper. But yeah, Panto's going brilliantly. I'm really enjoying that. It's great to be just not on autopilot, but to be doing a run of something for long enough to begin to get a hint of how it feels to be in a long-term post, like running a long-term run in an actual professional show, where you've done it so much that it begins to become second nature, and you can, it's like, it's not that it becomes routine or boring or anything, it's just that you can really begin to relax and enjoy it, you know. So, you know, I mean, you still have to focus. I think there's some danger territory there that I don't necessarily experience on a regular basis, of relaxing and enjoying it, but also remembering to keep focus. You know, it's kind of getting a balance. So, anyway, looking for. Oh, yeah, the other thing as well. The guitarist in the Panto band has introduced the rest of us to an app, which I would highly recommend. It's called Too Good To Go. All words, no numbers. Too Good To Go. And it's, if you've not heard of it, basically it's to combat food waste. So what you do is you let it track where you are, set your location and all that malarkey, and then you go onto the app, and at any time it'll give you certain times, like half an hour or an hour kind of time period, for different shops, food shops, where they will be looking to get rid of some food that's just going to end up getting thrown out if nobody buys it. So it's the sort of stuff that's been reduced already, and they just want off the shelves. And there's nothing wrong with it. It just needs eating quite quick, you know, the same day sort of thing. But you basically, you get a surprise bag. So, like, I did it for the first time last night. And when I was going to get the car, which I didn't end up getting, I got a courtesy car instead. But when Costa's right nearby, and I noticed as I was getting a lift down there that they had a surprise bag available between 4 and 5. So I thought, ooh, I'll have that. So what you do is you tap on the thing on the app and you reserve it. And when you reserve it, you pay for it straight away. So I paid my £3.50 on the app. And then when you get to the shop, you click on the thing on the screen and to tell the app that you're there, and it gives you a code. You show the code to the staff in the shop and they give you the bag with the code. And actually, they didn't have a bag ready. She just went round and she just got a bag and went round and put stuff in it. So basically, for £3.50, I got an egg mayonnaise sandwich, a brie and cranberry toasty, 3 white chocolate salted caramel shortcake slice things, and 2 pan au chocolats. So, I mean, it gives you a rough estimate of what the value of what you're going to get is. And it reckoned I'd be getting 11 quid's worth. It tends to look like they aim to sell it for about a third of the price. But I know a couple of other friends in the band, because they're all going mad over it now. You get, Greg's do it quite a lot. There's lots of different places to do it. But you get supermarkets doing it as well. One of them went to, I can't remember, 2 different shops, but they ended up with shitloads. One of them got paid four quid, and when they got home and added it all up, there was like chocolate donuts and all sorts of stuff in there. I can't even remember, sausage rolls. But basically, they added up the full price, and it would have been 32 quid's worth, and they got it for 4 quid. So yeah, highly recommend that. Too good to go. Give it a go. Stop food waste. And then I noticed afterwards, it told me how much carbon dioxide I had saved. Because by doing that, by buying that food that would have been chucked, obviously they chuck it away, but they've still got to pay to have it disposed of, I suppose. It's got to be transported somewhere else. And then, so I saved, I think, 3 kilograms of carbon dioxide by doing that. So, and 8 pounds as well, apparently. So, I'll probably talk to you again before the end of the episode, because, you know, it's the end of term. So I'm going to fuck off now and try and work out how to get my music back on in this strange vehicle. Bye for now. Last day of term, we're nearly there. It's 7:05 in the morning. I'm on my way to school. So today is 8:20, carol singing in the canteen with some of the staff, and then 5 assemblies, and then that's me finished for Christmas. And it's going to snow tomorrow, apparently. Although, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if it's snowing over the high ground on the way up today, because it's been down to 3 degrees so far and it's pissing it down. So yes. And then after that, it's what is it now? It's the 22nd today. So after that, that's the 23rd, obviously. Now after that, I've got just 5 pantos and a gig before Christmas in the next 3 days. So yeah, I think I've just about got there. Still got a little bit of a cough, but anyway, that's all I've got to say. I'm just over the moon, because Santa's coming and school is finishing I'm so looking forward to LIN tomorrow. Bye. Well, that was luxury. I had 2.5 hours at home. I had time to watch an episode of The Flash with Suzanne, and I had time for a bath. And now it's 6 o'clock and I'm off on my way out for Panto, dropping off presents at the in-laws in Inverurie. Slightly pissed off, like the rest of the band, because last night we all got together and ordered 4 surprise bags from Too Good To Go from Greg's, which we were going to pick up between 6:30 and 7 tonight, and have a Greg's Feast in the interval. But they must have had a busy day because they've cancelled and refunded all of us. So I'm going to have to maybe pop into Subway or something once I get there. But never mind. Loving the fact that I'm on holiday. And it was nice to have it snow on the way home as well. What else have I got to say? Oh yeah, really looking forward to my lie-in in the morning. Although I'm going to have to get up at 10 rather than half 10. Just so I can wrap up the presents I've got for Suzanne. Everyone else she takes care of. Not because I'm selfish or anything, it's just easier. Too many cooks and all that, so... Yeah, that's it, and goodbye. Oh, I tell you what, that one was the fucking hardest work tonight. Just staying awake. Oh, I am absolutely fucking shattered. I think it's catching up with me. So, it's a fucking good job I'm getting lie-ins from this point onwards, because tomorrow's going to be a long day. I have got two panto performances interspersed by going to the pub to drop off the gear for a gig which starts as soon as the second show finishes. So, I will definitely be getting my full 8 hours, if not more, tonight. Because, yeah... I'm so glad it's the end of term. That was, this month has been, and the month before it, the most intense experience ever. I wouldn't want to change it, but it's been full on. Fucking hell. Anyway, gonna listen to some music and drink my Pepsi on the way home, see if I can wake myself up a little bit. Night, night. Well, that was beautiful. I woke up at 7 o'clock, which was already an hour later than I would normally do, and went to the loo and went back to bed for 3 hours, and it was delicious. Strange word to describe it, but there you go. But I am finding myself still fucking busy. Oh dear. Sat and had breakfast. Basically, ploughed through a mountain of washing up. I dared to sit for maybe 20 minutes, half an hour after breakfast, just getting my thoughts together and trying to plan what's going on. Suzanne's gone into Inverurie on the bus to get some last minute bits of shopping because she gets free bus travel. So, and although I did offer her a lift, I'm kind of, I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm basically driving through small lakes at the moment. So it snowed a fair amount overnight, and it's very white, and but at about 10 o'clock this morning it turned to rain, and it's all melting, and it's basically, it hasn't got time to turn into dirty slush because it's melting so quick, but I've got like, it's just pooling in whoa, yeah, you can hear it probably. So... I then realised I was running very short of time. I had wanted to mop the floor as well at home because it's the first time I've actually been home for any reasonable amount of time to actually pitch in and help, but I ran out of time for that because I was going to wrap some Christmas presents. I managed to wrap half of them and then realised I was running short of time. So basically loaded the car for the gig, which happens at 10 o'clock this evening, because in between the pantos, as I said, I'm going to be going and dropping the gear off at the pub. I've ordered myself two surprise bags from Too Good To Go, a hot food one from Morrison's Cafe, 4:30 till 5, and then a cakes and sandwiches one to take to the evening show. £2.59, I think, each. See what we get. It'll be interesting to find out. So just on my way in now, because I didn't dare leave it any later than 1 o'clock to leave, because the show starts at 2 and it's the last Saturday, 2 days before Christmas. Inverurie is going to be a clusterfuck, so I've got to try and find somewhere to park within reasonable distance of the town hall. So that's me, that's my day. Two pantos, and I'm loving it. But it's still busy as fuck. I'm loving it more now, though, because I know there's no school to worry about for a couple of weeks. And I know that in a couple of days' time, I am going to get to chill out professional styly. Okay, bye-bye for now. Well, this is fucking ridiculous. Trudging up Inverurie High Street from one end to the other. Just finished my second penta of the day. And I am, I think, 20 minutes away from starting a 3-hour gig at the pub at the other end of the High Street. Such a musical whore I've been labelled. Anyway, I'm gonna go because I can't breathe and speak at the same time. Bye!
Come on.
On the home stretch, it's fucking, oh Jesus Christ, that was a long day. Well, I mean, I know other people do longer work days, but it's just because the amount of physical and mental concentration and stuff that goes on with this sort of stuff. So I basically did 8 hours of performing today, which is knackering. So back home, unpack the car, and then home stretch. So I'm really looking forward to just getting, it'll be a nice fun day tomorrow, the last two performances of Panto, and then yeah, I hopefully get to stay in bed till 11 in the morning, and then I'll have had me 8 hours in preparation for that. And then it's Christmas. Oh, by the way, Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. 20 past one in the morning on Christmas Eve, but it could be worse. Our singer from The Limit, who you'll have just heard possibly, has a gig tomorrow night in a dive bar in Aberdeen, finishing at 1 o'clock on Christmas morning. Rather her than me. I'm just on a roundabout, so I'm going to keep just spouting nonsense, and I no doubt will speak to you tomorrow, because it's going to be the last one of the episode, and for some time probably, because I say that, but it'll be the last one for the time being, should we say, tomorrow. Anyway, good night and Merry Christmas Eve. Well, it's Christmas Eve, full on now, 1:15, on my way to the show. Dropped off Elwing and Timo and Suzanne at the in-laws with all the presents and the food and everything. All organised for picking up people tomorrow. I think we're congregating around about 10:30, so I'm driving into Aberdeen in the morning to pick up Nienna and Nathan, and we will be having a family Christmas together, and I'm downloading my metal Christmas playlist for the car on the various journeys that I've got. Just heading in, have some sandwiches left over from my Too Good To Go at Morrison's yesterday, ready to have before the show starts this afternoon. I'll probably pop into Greg's and get myself a nice toffee fudge latte or whatever it is they've got going. And I could have done with maybe an hour's more sleep, but actually my headache disappeared quite quickly when I had a strong coffee this morning, and I think that may have been my issue yesterday. I forgot to drink coffee, which is obviously a requirement for my head. So I'm not going to make that mistake today. Looking forward to the last two performances of Panto. And I'm not going to put the finale on for you, actually. I am going to record something, but I'm not putting the finale on because the finale is a bit meh. I'm putting the best song from the set on, which is I'm Just Ken. The prince, who is the sister of Rapunzel, known as Kensington, gets rather frustrated, and there's a fantastic number, which is probably the best musical number in the show, which I thought, yeah, I'm going to have to put that on. So I'm Just Ken is about to follow. Just parked up. There are so many spaces. I really didn't expect that. As I say, I'm going to have a break. After this episode, I am going to have a relax for... I don't actually have any gigs in January. I do have a wedding on the 29th of December, and we've got Hogmanay coming up. I doubt whether or not I'm going to be... I think I'm just going to force myself to take a break, because there's nothing unusual about those that hasn't been the same in previous years anyway. So I'm going to take a break from recording the podcast. If I am back, I'll see how I feel, but if I am back, it'll probably be February, March time. But, you know, I might be back before that, who knows. If I just want to have a natter, then I will. But Merry Christmas to one and all. And here is I'm Just Ken from the last performance, which will be tonight on Christmas Eve. I forgot to say as well, I have been booked for next year's Panto. So I'm going to do it all again next year. Love it. It's actually really handy getting that wadge of cash in just before January, because January being a dry month for gigs normally, it just tied me over. So, yeah, he came into the band room yesterday and said, I was just going to ask, can I book you for next year? And I was like, yes, because even though I've been shattered, I've really enjoyed it. So Merry Christmas one and all, and cue the music.
Why did I ever think I could be king? And worse still, why did I ever think anybody would ever love me for just being Ken? Thank you a lot. You know what, boys and girls? I think I am good enough. This is my test to do what's right. Instead of being selfish and just doing what's right for me, I'm going to stop Narcissa and save my family once and for all. What I do, I'm always coming to you.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.